Nikra Echadoshim. So Machlekes the Mishnah, if this Kohen has 24 fingers, 6 on all 4 of them, so one said it's Rabbi Yud, says kosher. So they both ask in the same Pasuk that says, Fati oid milchemes uksiv v'yish v'yish modoin, that etzpa yoda v'yetzpa raglev sheish v'sheish. That the Pasuk said that this person had mamish 6 and 6. He had 6 fingers in all 4, so he had 24 fingers. So Masav, one holds, Begunusa mishtoi, the Pasuk on how bad it is. Mashma, that's a mum. That even though he had 24, that's also called a mum. So that would be like the chum that they say, Apostle. And Masav, if Yud holds, no, the Apostle doesn't mean to like rank him out, say something bad about him. Well, Masav, Beshvuche mishtoi, tell him how nice it is. That's a chshiv, it's something good to have 24 fingers. Such as Yud is svar, it's not called a mum. Omar Rabbo, Mali dichsiv sheish v'yeshrim v'yarbo. How come the Pasuk says that this person had 6 fingers on each hand and foot, and then it says he had 24? So what does he have to say? For the more mispat zricha, the Pasuk have to say the mispat the amount. We know 4 times 6 is 24. So more says yes, because the kosev rachmonis sheish v'shavu. Joshua said 6 for each one of them. Have I would have thought to say shish the day v'shish the karya. I mean, had 6 by one hand and 6 by the foot. But I would not know it meant to say both feet and both hands. It's cost if I have to say esom v'yabor, no, that 24 means by both hands and both feet. Now, we would have just said the cost of esom v'yabor, they had 24 fingers. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, have a chomesh magisi, had only 5 on the right hand, v'sheva magisi, and yet 7 on the left hand. Maybe that's also like, okay. It's cost of rachmona, terech cost, the pasuk says, no, sheish v'sheish mispar. That had mamish 24, 6 and 6, that each finger had 6. Now, misper also means, benisperas al gabi hayad, meaning that these fingers were on the same row altogether. The 6 was on the same row as the 5. Tanya, and that's the machlekes, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher, it looks nice that way. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa b'yad mech, once up in one person. Shebolof ne Rabbi Tarfin, came in front of Tarfin, that yester b'yad of raglov, sheish v'sheish eshrim v'yabor. That the person had mamish 24 fingers. Everyone had 6. 6 on the both hands and 6 on both feet. So what happens? So he said to Amaloi, Kamoyscha Yabba Yisrael. There should be a lot of people like you in Yisrael. So Churi meant to say about the Churi, it's nice. It's a shvach, like a Yudishita. There's something nice. Amaloi Rabbi Yossi said back, Misham Rai, from there you bring the proof to yourself, Rabbi Yudin, no. Kach Amaloi, this is what he meant to say. That Kamoyscha, like you have something different, something Mishuna that does not look nice, is Yizmayetu Mamzer Nisini Yisrael. That's the way your Mamzer and Nisini Mekhlaiso should have. Meaning to say, we should be able to tell every Mamzer that he should be different. He should have like a 24 fingers. So they not mean to say something nice. It's like I meant to say, like it's a Gnai. So if it's no right to have you, there could be like the Rabbanan Sakamum. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Hashelet Pishta Yodov. So it's a Machlekis. Turn Rabban, one like this. Itur, if the person's a lefty, the Kohen's a lefty, Bain Biyad, with his lefty in his hands, Bain Beregel, with his lefty in his feet, that means he lifts, moves his left foot first, his posel, that's a psul by Kohen, the Kohen can't do the avoider. What's going to be Hashem Bishtayud? Let's say he could do equally right and left, so it's not like his Rebbe posel, the Chol Machshirim. Mass of a Rebbe holds, Kichishusha Aschalta, Bimin. The reason why the left hand became good is because his right hand became a little bit weak. So therefore that's a mum, that his right hand is not so strong. Well, Masa, the Chum say no. For you say, Aschalta bismil, that the left hand became a little bit stronger. The right stays the same. So therefore there's no mum. It's only that the left became a little bit stronger. That's the Machlekes. Now the Mishnah says, Huadin Hakushi. If you have a coin that looks black, Hagicha, a coin that looks very red, the halafkun looks very white, his skin is too white. He's a real mumim. The hakapoch, the kipoch, as she says, we'll see in the Gemara. Kapoch means he's very tall. Kapoch means the guy is very tall and very skinny. The hanenis, or else the kohen is very short. The hacheresh, the kohen can't hear. The hashreiti is a fool. The hashikri becomes a shikr. We'll see in the Gemara. The chur becomes, he drinks wine, pshit, that's absolutely chayv misa. Obali, in the Goyim term, the Kohen has like spots, white spots on his body, even though it's a negator, or spread over the whole body, still he's possible. Psulim b'yodim. These things are psumim by kohen to do the avodah, but the kosher b'behema. If a behema would look black or white, it wouldn't be a mum by a behema. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, shoita min ha-behema, ena min ha-muvchiyot. No, if you have an animal that's a shoita, that's a fool, it's not min ha-muvchi, means you can't bring it for carbon. Because if it's a shvel, every behema is a shoita. I mean, some is very foolish, very has no das at all. So such an animal is also a mum. Rav Lezer Leimer, af balei ha-duldulim psulim biyodim, uksherim biyod b'behema. If a person has like pieces of meat hanging off his body, that's called the dulim, just hanging. So that's also psulim biyodom, but it's kosher by a behemah. It's not psul by a behemah. Now the Gemara says, what does kushi mean? Uchmi means black. Gichur, the half meaning was, giver means white. Lavkans means sumka red. So the Gemara says, ain't it's not that way. For who does a person, the yomalu, he said like this, man boy lukina, who wants a white? Like, I think they're talking about birds there. The ishtaka chivur, and they found they gave him a white one. So Guri Sti Lukina means white. Ela rather pshat is like this. Kushi means uchmi. Kushi means black. If the kohen looks black, he's possible to do the avodah. Gichra means sunka. If he looks too red, his skin is red, it's also possible. Because the Amrinchi, sunka means gicha. So it means it's red. Lavka means chiyuva. Lavka means it's very white. Kiyud the Yomale, like somebody said, man boy lukina, who wants a white one? And Vishtaka Chivri, they gave him a white behemoth. You see, white, that goes on Lufki. The kids of a kain skin is very white, that's also called a mum. Kapach, what does a kapach mean? Toni Rav Zvid Gevoya, he's very tall. Ain't if it must not that way, vo Toni Bavua. Minayin, how do I know to say, Shakarash Boko, Mishabek, Bali Kuma? Karash Boko, like, pray to somebody that's tall. Mashmet's a shvach, he can't say it's a mum. Shneem, the Postik says, Fionoichi Ishmarati, Esamuri Bifneim, Ashakagoiva Rosam Gevoya. That they're very tall, like an eris. Mashmus a shvach, they were good. So you can't tell them now, if the kohen is too tall, it's a mum. So I'm going to put a proposal like this. It means to say, Biaricho Shemita Sani. Means he's very, very tall, but he's also very, very skinny, and he can't even hold himself up, he like folds over. So that's a mum. If he's too tall and too skinny, that's no good, that's a mum. Right, Amar Resh Lakish. Gvoya Laisa Gvoya. Interesting. A tall man should not marry a tall lady. Shema Yotzim Yem Turin. They'll have like giants for kids. Nenes Laisa Nenesis. A midget should not marry another midget. Because Shema Yotzim Yem Etzboi. That means they'll give birth to a kid, mamish the size of an etzba, of a pinky. It's no good. Lavon, a man that's very white. Laisa Lavon should not marry a lady that's very white. Shema Yotzim Yem Boya. If come out a kid, would be very mamish pure white. Shokhalitza Shchera, a man that looks black, should not marry a lady that's black. Shem Yotzim Mem Tefuach, I'll have a baby, the boy, the kid, will look also for Shvatz, look black. So kids, if you have this mum-like, try and have a wife that does not have the mum. Then it says what, Hacheres V'yashretiv Yashikr. For the more Shikr, if the Kohen's a Shikr, Poshe means he's drunk-like, Mechal Avoido, he's Mamish Mechal V'Avoido, like the Lav HaTor, it's Chayiv Misafrit. If so, Bahadi Muma the Mechel Avoid the Boy the Mechshavo. It should have said this psul in the other Mishnahs. Let's talk about there, the Mum in the Guf, where Mamas passes the Avoidah. Mashen can hear these Mishnahs are talking about, it's not a real Mum, it's only a Nishova Bazar Shalaran, that if the Kohen does the Avoidah was kosher, it just is over a laugh, he's over in Yisrasei. So Ashik, Lechur, is a Mamas and Emes the Psul. Someone says, no, we're talking about now Mishnah, Bishar Dvorm HaMashakrim. Not that he became shikah through drinking wine. If he drinks wine or schnapps, that's a chiv misa and a verdus posel. Here's somebody who drank milk, and that made him shikah. So that's not the shikah ha-teirom. But kolpon, he shouldn't do the avodah, then he's not shoved as our shalaron. Then when it says, I saw a Mishnah attack, is not like Rav Yudah, it's like Rav Yudah. The tiny would learn like this. Ochal dvei lekilo. Somebody eats these dates that grew in the city kilo, and it's very sharp. Somebody drank milk or dvash or honey. Nichmas the midrash. He went into the Beis Hamidrash, and this made him a little bit shikr. And he went into the Beis Hamidrash. He says, "Mamish chayiv is chayiv misa for this." That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kasha in our Mishnah. When it says hashikr here, even if it means from milk and from honey, but according to him, you're also over laf atur yichayiv misa. So it should be something that's mamish meichol pasul the avoda. So like our Mishnah says, the Senechnam, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, by drinking milk, you're not chayiv misa. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says, Ye'elu k'sherim v'yodim. These are something you may think is wrong, but it's kosher by nodim. Upsulu v'vehema, by vehema, it's possible to bring them for a korban. Oisav yes benoi. Let's say you shechted the mother today, and now the kid, you can't bring the kid for korban today. So the kid is possible for korban, but by korban you don't have this. Treifa, let's say the behem is a treifa, you can't bring it for the korban. But a kohen at the treifa could do the avodah. For yoytzei doifen, an animal that came out through the side, so he's possible for the avodah, but a kohen that came out through the side is kasha. Vishnevdev ma'aveir, shemus odom, an animal behemoth that lived with another man, with a man, or else they killed a man, it's only psul by a behemoth, not by an odom. Fahanoise noshim be aveir, possible, nu aloha now. Let's say a kohen that married a gerusha, or a chalutza. See, married Nisha is possible, so he's possible to do the avoida achi direnu until he makes a neder hanor that he can't have any hanor from her. Once he makes an issa neder, he can't have any hanor from her. From then on, he's allowed to do the avoida, even though he didn't give her a get yet. What's going to be the atamala mesim, a kohen that goes and touches mesim, possible also is possible to do the avoida achi kabel olav shlo yim atamala mesim, lest the kabel upon himself to stop doing the avoida. But as soon as he accepts it upon himself to stop it, then it's kosher to do the avoida. And the Gemara says, "V'yelu k'sherim biyodim." My b'yosivis benoi. What would be the case that I would have thought oisivis benoi, a son and a father, that I would have thought was possible by kohen? Lame, if you want to tell me like Aaron and Bonav, it means to say Aaron and his sons that they can't do their avodah together. So if so, it's a man and a son. Ude kavosti, you want to tell me tayish benoi that a he goat and his son. For the Gemara mean the he goat is there an is oisivis benoi by a father who a tani would learn like this. It's only the mother and the kid you can't shech the same day. But the father and the kid, we're not choshev for the zerav by a behema. You're allowed to shech the father and the kid. So what will be the case here by kohen then? El oisav esbenoi must be talking about. El taisha beno, it's talking about a she goat with her kid. If so, the kavosai hocha kahanesu beno. For the Gemara, kahanes bas avoidi anyway. A bas kohen, a lady kohen can't do the avoida. So what's the tzad to say a lady kohen has pshita she can't do the avoda? So what's the Gemara saying? There's no psul of isuves benoy by kohen. So Gemara says yes. The earlier middle talking about Aaron Abonov, and the kavosi yochet tayish benoy. It's talking about attacking he goat and its son. And now maybe my rovim mishmeid Rav Yosef Aravin that Oda said Chanani goes according to Chanani. The Tanya was going like this. Isuves benoy noyik ben kevus benim noyik b'tchorim. That's what's on the Kama. That by zochor we're not choshen as Arav. So there's no issa to shech the father and the son the same day. But Chanan Yoyme, yes, that noig bischorm over the kevus, it's noig even by a zochor, that we say choshishin azerav, and therefore not allowed to shech the father and his kid the same day. That's chidishin amishna, but only by a behemah you have this psul. But Aaron and his son could do the avoid the same day. Then the Mishnah says, v'yanoisim noshim. Also what? He can't do the avoid until he makes a neder. Tony, we learned, noider, as soon as he makes the neder, he can't live with his wife anymore. For Yoivit, then he's allowed to do the Avoida. And later, Yoruba the Megarish. Then later, he'll give his wife a get. For the Gemara, why? For Lechish, why aren't you afraid? Do Mosla Gabi Chochem Vishorolei. Maybe after we let him do the Avoida, he'll go to the Chochem and be Mata the Nether. And he'll still live with his first wife, the Grusha. So what's the note? Sarach, Kesar, but Sarach of Harat as a Nether. When you go to a Chochem to be Mata the Nether, you have to explain the Nether clearly. So, Mel, if the Chochem hears what you're doing, he won't be Mata you, according to live with your Grusha. So what's that to Machlekis? If you don't have to explain to the Chochem what your nether was, let's be afraid maybe this person will go to the Chochem to be matter of nether. So how can we let him do the Avodah? So Gemara says, the Madrinan Leib Rabin. We make him make this nether in front of a lot of people. And the Havimin is, you can't be matter that nether. So Gemara says again, from Achlekes. Honich l'man diyom ha-nether she'diru hudu b'rav me'en le'afor was good. Ella mandiyami yeshle for a microphone, what can you say? Samura says the madrinan lay adas.